SchoolPost is an online email communication tool that allows administrators, teachers, staff, and even volunteers to appropriately communicate with parents, students, and community members. We hope that this will be part of your overall communication plan and that you will call on us to help you brainstorm for the most powerful and cost-effective way to use this. The pricing is a flat fee, so if you have SchoolPost available to your school or district, we encourage you to use it and us as much as you can. By placing sign-up boxes on different pages of your district's website, you encourage your community members to link into the groups that you need them to so that you can get your message directly to them. You can always import email addresses that you have already collected to get you started, and you can also have private groups that you manually populate. Unlike other systems that put all of your email addresses in one list, SchoolPost encourages you to segment them into interest groups so that you can reach the smallest subselection of addresses possible. Then if you want to reach many or all people, you can select all of them. When you send your message, your addresses will be deduped so that each person only receives one. Even though members can opt into specific groups, their information is managed in one overall database, so when a parent needs to change their email address, they can do so in one place and it will be changed in all of the groups that they belong to. This can be done using the links in the footer of each email they receive. They will also have the ability to opt out of a group if it no longer applies to them. The other important thing to know about the group's layout is that they will follow your students as they progress from grade to grade or building to building. Your staff can hit the ground running at the beginning of a new school year because they already have a base group to contact. Dexter Schools chose to put different levels of sign-up boxes on different pages of their website. By that I mean that on their district homepage, you see every public group that they offer. If a parent has children in different buildings and activities, they go to this one page and sign up for everything in one fell swoop. When they are on a building homepage, they see only the groups that apply to that school, and when they are on a teacher page, they might see only the teachers' groups. This part is totally up to you. You can set them up any way you choose. We're happy to talk that through with you if you think that would be helpful. To get your staff set up to start using the system, the first thing you should do is choose a master user. We recommend that this person be an administrator or ideally an IT director. That person fills the role of inviting the rest of your staff to the system. The user profiles are all permission-based so that they will only be able to do what you choose for them. For instance, a principal may be a full access user, having the ability to create groups and email all of the groups in their school. A teacher may be either a full or a limited access user, seeing and maybe controlling only the groups that they work with. A parent volunteer should be a limited access user. They will not be able to create or control groups. They can only email to groups that you have chosen for them. When a user wants to send a message out, they log into SchoolPost with their unique username and password. The system will recognize them and their permission profile as part of your district. Then to create a message, you go to Create, Standard Email. We also have a new additional editor coming, but we can talk more about that another time. You can then simply type your message in the editing box. I want to emphasize that while you can send out full HTML newsletters, a lot of the power of this system is in communicating well throughout the week or month by simply typing short messages to parents to keep them informed in a more timely, personal way. This might be about a homework assignment, and by the way, I'm a Dexter parent, and we sometimes receive messages from a teacher saying something like, "The kids were assigned this in class today. They should bring it to you for signature. However, if you don't see it from them, I've attached it here as a backup. Wait for them to come to you, but to avoid a panic situation, know that you have the same form here." And then the form will be attached to the email so that it's handy for me, and I love that. Or it might be a more detailed message about a testing situation or a social thing that happened that day, something that needs more explanation. We have one principal who sends out rumor control emails, which are very clever. If you do want to send out your weekly or monthly newsletter via SchoolPost, you can create it on the fly by adding images and formatting text, or you can have templates set up and stored within your account profile so that you can access them at any point. This speeds up the process and creates standardization across what your users send. Again, all of this is under your control. You choose how to use the system the best way for your district. We're here to help you in any way we can and will be available to all of your staff for whatever help they need on this. We do provide a few group trainings, but we'll be here after that to guide you if you need us. We really hope to be in service to your school. We are extremely passionate about this and have seen time and time again how well it works. Thank you for considering us.